to KNK's Indie Gaming Corner. I'm your host, who is wide awake somehow on this wonderful Saturday morning that we're recording this. I'm Carrington, and my coffee-loving, chili-cooking, amazing mustache-looking co-host Kyle is here with us as well. How are you, Kyle?
I'm here. And yes, you nailed that intro. I love coffee. I cooked chili last night, and I have a mustache.
I'm trying to hit all the highlights here. I'm trying to keep it upbeat and positive because we are here. We woke up at, technically, we were both awake at 5 a.m., and it's 7 a.m. currently, so we are somehow awake. So I got to keep things
rolling.
Exactly.
Rolling. What are you drinking there?
I was drinking Dubby.
Ooh. Oh, you got it in the cup too.
Yep. And this is just normal, good old fashioned water, my friend.
I wonder if we could ever get sponsored by water.
You know, if water is looking for for someone to be sponsored, you know, we would love to be sponsored by water because I drink it all day, every day. It is life's. What is
water
looking for? Yeah.
So, Water, if your CEO is looking for someone to talk about you, KK's Indie Gaming Corner will do it.
I got nothing great things to say about Water.
Man, we missed our chance on a perfect segue.
We did. Oh, my gosh. Because guess what we're talking about today? We're talking about Dave the Diver, where we go into water.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, Dave the Diver. From, I don't have my notes in front of me, unfortunately. I know.
Mint Rocket.
Thank you. From, who is it? Mint Rocket, thank you. Yeah, from
Mint Rocket.
Which, the opening credits, I didn't know they were mostly a Korean dev. Because a lot of the names that were popping up were all Korean names. I thought that was just cool and interesting.
Fun fact.
I don't know if they're, I did not look to see if they were based in Korea, and they are based in South Korea. So shout out to them. They made a fantastic game because you know why?
Why?
Story. Riveting. Gameplay loop. Addicting. Ooh, animation. Yeah. Glorious.
Did you come up with that off the top of your head?
I did.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah, my brain is just firing all cylinders right now after I had Dubby.
And our new sponsor, Water.
And our new sponsor, Water.
It's funny because...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have chatted about this
before. I was going to say, I know we've talked about this before because you've played it. I haven't. So if you're wondering what my thoughts are live, that's what I'm playing currently on Twitch at twitch.tv/KKIndieGaming.
You think you'll play it this weekend again?
Yes, probably not today, but definitely tomorrow.
Last episode, we talked about Dave the Diver releasing on the Nintendo Switch, which we'll touch on that here shortly. Not that any of us have played it on the Switch, but just our thoughts on it being on the Switch. And I was like, dude, you need to play the game. Dude, you need to play the game. Dude. And you texted me and you said, I got Dave the Diver. So, yes. I can tell by your initial reaction that you're excited about the game. I think it is contender for a game of the year. I think that it definitely is a incredible hidden gem that is slowly getting more and more heard about, and I think once it releases on Switch, a lot of people it'll gain a lot more exposure as well. But initial reaction, initial thoughts, initial feelings about Dave the Diver.
So I don't know how many chapters there are. So I'm currently in chapter 3 or 4 currently. Mm-hmm. So I think I would, if I were to guess, I'd say I'm roughly halfway through the game right now, which surprises me because for an indie game, it's got some, you're not going to finish this in 3 or 4 hours is what I'm getting at. Cause I have 3 to 4 hours in it right now. and I have not beaten it yet. What?
You're not going to finish it in 10 hours.
I believe that. I believe that because I've noticed the chapters vary in length also, because chapter one was pretty long. It was a pretty long chapter.
Dang it. It had the tutorial within it too.
Yep, it did. So, and I'm still like unlocking things, and this game is still teaching me things, and I'm like pretty deep into it at this point. Like I said, I think I'm roughly halfway through it, and on my phone in the game, there's still two apps I have yet to unlock.
Right.
And I'm like, what else could it show me? Because there's already weapons. There's upgrading weapons. Mm-hmm. There's a social media thing. That's how you upgrade the restaurant, which is really cool. Yeah. And I do like it. Yeah. Which is also how you like upgrade the restaurant. There's collectibles. There's small, like, I don't know what you would call like cleaning up the ocean, like what that you would call that. But there's a clean up the ocean. You just get a wristband. Right. Like, that's just a thing that's in the game.
Yeah.
And that's not even half of the apps that's on your phone. That's just like three or four. There's way more than that. Like, you imagine your standard cell phone and how many apps fit on one screen before you have to go to the next page. That's how many apps are in the game on the phone.
Mm-hmm. That are all functional.
All functional. Fully functional within the game. Yep. And there's still two I've yet to unlock. And I'm just like, what else can this game show me that I already haven't seen? And I've already just unlocked... I don't want to put any spoilers, but I unlocked a fast travel system within the game. That's not on the phone, so that's not an app I unlocked on the phone. It's just, boom, I unlocked the thing.
Yeah.
There's so much to look into.
I feel like that is just, I mean, that is just a section of the game, because the game is, there's a lot of variety to the game, and it's big.
Even,
so, I mean, it's not just like it's not like a restaurant sim. It's not just an action-adventure game. It's not just like, somewhat of an RPG. I feel like there's some elements to an RPG in it with the weapon system, like collecting things and upgrading things, and but it's just big. It's as big as the ocean.
I'd also say the ocean's pretty big. And that's one thing I was also surprised about as well, because I was expecting just from what I know about Dave the Diver, I didn't know there was an actual story in the game. You know what I mean? I just thought it was more of a restaurant managing game, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like collect things
and then work in your restaurant.
Yeah, like an Overcooked with a twist to it where you're collecting the food as well, kind of thing. But it is so, so much more than that. So much... The story is actually really good.
Maybe.
For
those that haven't played Dave the Diver, for those that might not even know what Dave the Diver is, one, shame on you.
Yes, absolutely.
And then two, give just like an idea of what the game is. Maybe like touch a little bit on the story. And because, I mean, like you said, you thought that it was just like a, somewhat like a restaurant sim in a way, but it's definitely not just that.
Yeah, okay. So for those that may have maybe missed our last episode or anything where we did talk about Dave the Diver, you play Dave, who's a diver, and I don't know, go figure. And there is a restaurant manager, I don't remember his name. He is in the story, but he doesn't do a whole lot. And he owns this restaurant. As Dave, you go down, you dive into the ocean, you collect the fish, which you can do via, you have a knife, and there's other items in the ocean you can find that do different things. Like, you can find a toy hammer that puts fish to sleep instead of, you know, having to cut them up while in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So there's little items you can get. You have a harpoon gun, which is going to be your main source of how to catch the fish, is the harpoon gun. And then you have, like, various weapons you can find as well. Like, actual guns. Like, the one I carry around mostly is the sniper rifle, because that's the one that does the most damage at the moment. And that's what I use for the big fish, like sharks and stuff, because those things are crazy. So you go down, you get your fish, and then you come back up. There's a restaurant where you... come up with the menu. So each fish has its own price, has its own taste rating. And that's when there's a chef there that will chop up the fish himself, and you have to serve
Bancho,
who is amazing. And the animations for him, I'm still finding new animations, Kyle, for when he does stuff, and it is insane, and it's incredibly detailed. I love the anime, like the little cutscenes that happen. I love them every time.
Just going off the side here, the gunsmith anime. Like the first time you see him, where it's just it cracked me up. Just the little figurine at the end and all that. Yeah, it's the animation is beautiful in the game. But yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you're good. You're good. So yeah, you come up with the menu yourself based on the fish you caught, and you have customers that will, as Dave, you will serve, and then that loop keeps going around and 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 around. But in the meantime, there's a whole story that you have to do. There's also, I don't know even how to describe the story, because there's a lot that goes on, because there are characters that come in that you have to serve. And then once you would serve them, that unlocks more portion of the story. So the main story is that there's a mysterious giant squid. It's not, I don't know how you know how to describe it, but that's like the start of the whole thing, is the mysterious giant squid. And once you learn more about the squid, you find out about there's mermaids. Bum, bum, bum.
Who would have thought?
Mermaids
in the ocean?
Yeah. And so I haven't finished the story yet, and I'm not going to spoil it at all, because I think you should just experience it, because it is hilarious and wonderfully done.
I will say the game takes over 20 hours to beat.
Okay. And I think I'm around hour, I'd say 8 to 10 right now in that area.
It's 20 hours to beat, and I think you've got over 40 hours of additional, like not additional content, but total, all in all, like if you want 100% the game.
Wow. 40 hours. That's a good chunk of a game. Have you beaten it, Kyle?
No, I have. Okay. I have not. I've spent my fair share of time with it, but I heard the other day someone mentioned that they are snacking on games, and I've never heard that before. But I've never really heard that.
That
is what I feel like that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. Like, it's hard for me to sit down and just force myself through a game. And forcing is a bad word. Play through a game.
Eat through an entree of a game.
Exactly. Yes. And I hate it. I hate being in this rut. So I have not finished Dave the Diver, and I have not finished other games. But I'm just continuing to snack through it. And it's not a game that I'm done with. I keep going back to it and playing it. But yeah, I've not beat it.
So you know where I am in the story, because I've been streaming it. Am I farther than you yet?
I didn't watch your last stream.
Okay.
You weren't on the stream that I was watching.
Okay. I beat the second big boss fish.
You are.
I am farther than you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, without spoiling it, I believe you are.
Okay. Because I had a section that was very reminiscent of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, where you have the princess in Zelda, where you're in the belly of the fish, you have to carry her around everywhere. I had a section just like that in Dave. Okay. I had a section just like that in Dave the Diver.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay.
That's not ringing a bell.
Okay.
So now I know what to look forward to.
So whether you love that section or not in Ocarina of Time, there was a section like that in Dave the Diver. Yes. Yeah. It wasn't hard, though. I think Zelda did it much more difficult, which I'm thankful, because I did not feel like experiencing a difficult section like that in Dave the Diver.
Yeah. The game is challenging in its own way.
Yes.
But I never found myself being like, maybe if you lose oxygen underwater, but
that's only happened to me twice so far.
Right. Usually that's pretty much on you. That determines on how greedy of a person you are. Like, yes. Okay. Because you're paying attention to that kind of stuff.
Constantly. And I am glad the game gives you enough things in the ocean to like replenish your oxygen. Like you can find oxygen tanks. There are, which is surprisingly, like huge clams that can give you oxygen for some reason. And yeah, a little item, like little tiny oxygen tanks. Clams, that,
in underwater, don't they like whenever they, maybe not. Maybe
I don't know. Like they just, okay. It's a thing in the game. I'm taking it. I'm running with it. And by the way, the amount of like, I love animals. Like you like animals too. The amount of like,
well, I know you like animals.
Thank you. Thank you. Inside joke, guys. But the amount of real fish that are in the game that I've just been like, oh, hey, that's a clownfish. Cause I love clownfish. Right. They're my favorite fish in the game. Like, oh, there's clownfish, and different fish appear because I'm now in the game. It takes place. I don't know if it starts you off in October every single time, but it started off me in October, which is it's October right now. And I'm towards the end of October in game. I guess it's end of October in real life too. But I haven't seen clownfish in a while. So I think depending on like the days and months, different fish appear and go away. Because there's fish I haven't seen since the beginning of the game. Like clownfish, for example. I haven't seen clownfish since the beginning of the game. But yeah, there's clownfish. There was real fish in the game.
You think you killed them off with your sushi making skills?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I haven't hunted clownfish the way I've hunted the, I call them the dory fish. I don't know what they're actually called, but they're the fish that Dory is from Finding Nemo. I count those things like crazy, and they're still around.
Okay.
Plenty of them.
Maybe they're a fertile fish.
Maybe. I don't know. And they have also one of my favorite fish in the game, the angler fish. If you guys don't know what that is, a deep sea fish, which is the little, they got the little light on their heads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are the cool ones. They're like the alien fish.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the amount of fish there in here. I'm very impressed.
The amount of just everything in the game, the amount of apps, the amount of fish, the amount of sushi recipes. Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful game. And but, it's the second wonderful sea game that we've gotten this year. Cause Dredge was the first one.
Dredge. I forgot about Dredge and Dredge is, so I was thinking about, so ever since we talked last time, you said Dave was up for Game of the Year for you. And I'm like, what else is there? And I think I have it down to three games right now, which Dave the Diver, now that I've experienced it, is on that list. Dredge is another, and Planet of Lana are probably my top three of the year right now.
And I haven't finished it. I'm hoping to finish it, not just snack on it, but Cocoon.
Yes, yes, Cocoon. I haven't finished that yet. I've started it.
I think when thinking about Game of the Year, I'd like to think of something that gives us a different experience. And while I love Planet of Lana, I don't think that it has delivered a different experience. I feel like we've had that experience before. We've had it with Inside. We've had it with Limbo. We've had it with Inside. We've had it with Limbo. And what game was I just talking about?
Cocoon.
Cocoon is different.
Cocoon is different.
It's very different. You hop in different worlds.
Have you beaten Planet of Lana?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Because I love the last third. It's probably some of my favorite moments in gaming.
Not saying that.
Okay. Like, oh, another Planet of Lana.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Because the game is incredible. But I guess in a way it is different. It is different than Inside Limbo in the fact that it's a different style, different setting. It's not dark. Mm-hmm. It's not grim. Although there is some dark things in it. It's beautiful. The sound track is beautiful. It is a beautiful experience. But when you get down to like the gameplay itself,
Cocoon does have a lot more going in it right now for the, that different style.
The first time you world hop, you hop from one world to another and you jump to the orb. It's like, oh, this is different. And you do that throughout the game, at least from where I'm at. A couple hours into it, I think I've beat three bosses so far.
Yeah. And that world hopping animation, it is burned in my memory in a good way.
Right. And it's, I don't know. I'm not, Cocoon doesn't make me feel like excited like other games have, but
sure.
It is something fresh. It is different. Just like Dave the Diver.
Just like Dave the Diver. I was about to say, that's why fresh. I'm loving Dave the Diver, because it's fresh and fresh water. Hey. Yes, hello. But it has this certain je ne sais quoi to it. Just this certain I don't know how to explain it other than it's just entertaining. It's good and it's funny. Like it's like I'm genuinely laughing at it. And yeah. I feel like video games, as far as a medium is concerned, is the hardest to make people genuinely laugh.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I can't think of a funny game that makes me laugh. And Dave the Diver does that. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. And if I sat here and thought for 10 minutes, I probably could think of some stuff. But
one meme that comes to mind for me is Armed and Dangerous from LucasArts. Hilarious game. Yeah. The gameplay is terrible because it's just not good. But it's the game, the cutscenes are.
There's this old game that I played on PS2 called Citizens of Kabuto.
Why does that sound familiar?
I'm sure I don't know. Yeah, it's really dumb. It's like British humor. It's okay. Funny. Yeah. Anyways, sidetrack on that one. Yeah. Dave the Diver.
I will get a rating once I finish it, but I will be playing it on stream regularly. So check it out at twitch.tv/KKIndieGaming. And people have been showing up too. So come join the discussions where we just talk about mostly food and music and all kinds of other stuff. People have been joining in. It's great.
We're going to give 5 more minutes to Dave the Diver here. So here's an argument that was brought up on Twitch. You said California rolls are not sushi.
Yes, not sushi. All
right, fine. That's fine. If California rolls aren't sushi, then how are sushi rolls with imitation crab meat sushi? It's not real crab meat.
But it's trying to be. At least it has some sort of...
But that's like saying California rolls is trying to be sushi without meat.
So there are, like, I would accept it if it was like, if it had something seafood-ish in there.
Like seaweed?
No, more than that. More than that. Rather than just seaweed wrapped with rice and cream cheese. Like, come on now. I want something.
I'm trying to watch my figure. That's why I'm eating rice.
I guess I give a pass to imitation crab because at least it's trying to like have something seafood in there. Whereas California rolls, it's just like, I feel like it's a very American thing because to have something in there like, oh, I'm eating sushi without what makes it sushi. If there was something in there, I can't even think of anything right now. That would be
bologna.
No. I'm trying to think of a vegetarian way to make it sushi. So a vegetarian tofu? What's that? Tofu. Yeah. If there was tofu in there, I'd probably give that a pass for sure.
Okay.
Cause it's a meat alternative really. That's from the Eastern world.
But I think like vegetarians eat, I don't know. And I'm sorry if I get this wrong, vegetarians out there, but I believe they eat fish, don't they? I think there's like a meat that vegetarians, and I know vegans eat no dairy, no meat.
Right.
I felt like something with white meat.
I know you're on the right track, but I know I'm ignorant in this. I would have to get a vegetarian on to let us know the difference and explain to me, because I forget every time.
If you're a vegetarian out there and you like games and you want to come talk to us, feel free and educate us on the ways of the vegetarian, and we'll educate you on the ways of the water.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. I just,
if it's California, it's not real sushi.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Like if you eat California rolls and that's it, I'm not gonna blame you, because I understand like raw fish or fish in general. Not everyone's cup of tea. But don't say you're eating sushi and you like sushi and California rolls is the only thing you eat.
What's your feelings on on getting hard shell crabs and cracking the shell open and getting the meat out and eating the meat like a barbarian.
You know what's funny? As I get older, the less I like it. When I
Because
was
of
a
the work
kid,
involved?
yes, because of the work
Okay.
involved. When I
Not
was a
because
kid,
of the barbaric ways of doing it.
no, nothing like, because I mean, don't get me wrong, like that, it tastes great. Like I love doing that. I love the way it tastes. And plus, what's not, you're just dipping it. It's just straight melted butter. What's better than that?
Or vinegar.
Or vinegar, yeah.
I like doing it, yeah.
But the work involved, like the older I get, the less I like it.
I did it the other someone brought us from Maryland hard shell crabs, a big box of them. And I was cracking into them on the back porch, and our neighbors came up and they had a look of, "What are you doing?" as I was eating them. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know, but they were delicious, and I will eat them all day, every day.
They are really
Yes.
good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking hard shell crab because they do taste wonderful. I just hate the work
It's just
involved.
the work that goes involved. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, man, this has been a nice side tangent.
Well, I mean, the whole game, David Diver, is about fish and sushi and all that stuff. And I don't think there's a way to make California rolls in Dave the Diver. Just saying.
Hold on.
Because there's a lot of things you can make in the game. Like they even have like a seaweed salad you can make in the game. But I don't think there's California rolls in there.
See anything about California rolls? Okay. All right.
Oh!
Touche. Touche.
And the
Dave the
game
Diver.
does take a lot of liberty with the sushi because there's a ton of fish you would not eat in real life, but.
Right. Like a shark head?
Like a
I'm sure
shark head.
you probably. I mean, I'm sure it's been done. Maybe somewhere. I'm sure someone's
Deep
done it.
fried shark head sushi, I've never seen it, but if it exists, let me know.
I'm sure some luxury sushi restaurant has got it. It's gotta be. I can't just make this episode about me doing research on different sushis. Shark head sushi. Well, I mean, there's plates that have shark heads on it that aren't real shark heads. Anyways, all right.
All right, anyway, we're gonna
Yeah.
take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about crossovers. Hey, it's your boy Carrington back again with the second half of this wonderful episode with Kyle. Kyle, I got a question for you.
All right.
I feel like nowadays, there's a lot of stuff happening in gaming, both in the AAA space and even the indie game space. And I wasn't sure how I felt about this, so I wanted to just make this a discussion with you. I feel like any, I'll say popular games have to have some sort of crossover event. And what I mean by crossover event, I'm not talking something like Smash Brothers back in the day where you have a company where they take all of their characters and put it in one game. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about legit crossovers, like the way Fortnite has like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, Marvel,
Star
Star
Wars.
Wars, or where Call of Duty has crossovers now, Overwatch, and even like indie titles like Brawlhalla, which is a collection of indie games, but they've even have like AAA characters in it, like Master Chief is in it now.
Rocket League too.
Rocket League, yeah, Rocket League's got crossovers. They just had a Batman event not that long ago.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on having these games now, having other IPs. That's what I'm looking for. Other IPs in their games. What do you think about? Because in the 90s and 2000s, this was almost unheard of outside of something like random, like Soul Calibur, you
Cancel all the games. We don't
know?
need this junk in our other games. I don't need Batman in Rocket League. I don't need this. Actually, I do. I need the Batmobile in Rocket League, and I
It's
love
pretty
it.
nice having the 90s animated Batmobile. It's pretty nice.
I think it's cool. Of course, not every mashup is my cup of tea, but who cares? It doesn't mean that it affects anything that I play. I mean, yeah, I think it's cool. And I think it's a way for companies to draw in other people. Like, maybe you've never played Fortnite, but they're doing a Star Wars event on Fortnite. Maybe you love Star Wars, so you want to check it out. And then you come to find out that you do enjoy Fortnite. And I'll be honest, like, I don't think I really spent a whole lot of time playing Fortnite until once they got rid of Zero Build, but also when they introduced Dragon Ball Z to Fortnite. Like, I thought, okay, well, sweet, you can be Goku, you can do Kamehameha waves off of or in the air and crazy things. It caught my attention. I love Rocket League, and when they had the Batmobile in Rocket League, it was kind of like, oh, sweet, this adds to my experience. And they also did, like, Fast and Furious. They had the Skyline, the R34 Skyline in Rocket League, and I had to get that as well. And
had to get it.
While it's not, like, it's not game-changing or changing your performance, but it's fun to drive around as your, you know, as an iconic car in the game. So I'm for it. I love the idea of it. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it.
It doesn't put a bad taste in your mouth, right? Is what you're saying?
No, when you mentioned this earlier, I was thinking, like, well, are companies selling out from, like, their original purpose? But no, I don't think so. I think it just adds more character to the games. And given, like, those games they're free to play. Overwatch is free to play, Rocket League's free to play, Fortnite's free to play. So, you know, you spend a little money here and there on different skins, it's worth it.
You know, what if it's a game you have to pay for? Like, 'cause I know, like, some of the horror games that have come out recently, I can't think of any at the top of my head. Like, a Friday the 13th, I think, has other IPs in it as well, I think. I don't know. But those games like that, you know what I mean? Like, those where you have, like, a bad guy that where you play, and then there's other normal people.
Dead by Daylight.
Maybe it's Dead by Daylight. Yeah, maybe it's
something. I think that's free to play also, I think.
Is it? I don't know. Well, how's this? Let's just change it. Okay, because you do have a point. A lot of those games are free to play. If you have to pay for a game, and then on top of that have to pay to experience the crossover event of some sort, would that change your feelings?
Have to pay for it, but doesn't mean that you shouldn't. They shouldn't have a goal set for you to unlock it, like an achievement. So, I don't think that if you're paying full price for a game, you should have to pay for an additional skin. I think you could pay for it, but for those that have paid for the game, you should also have the ability to unlock it through playing it.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. And also, if you do pay for it and there's a crossover event, it shouldn't be locked out to you in any way. Because let's say in Fortnite, for example, because it's the easiest one to point to, and the Dragon Ball Z event you brought up, you have to pay money for the skins. But if you're playing the game, the event itself, where you have all the Dragon Ball Z items that were basically timed events. Yeah, like the Dragon Balls and the Kamehameha Wave and stuff like that. You don't have to pay for that to experience, like, that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is nice.
Abilities?
Yeah, the abilities and things like that. Yeah. Okay. You don't have to pay for that. That you still get a taste of it. So if you're not a fan of, say, Dragon Ball Z, like, for whatever reason, because you're not a 90s kid, because I feel like that's more of a 90s thing, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. My buddy is introducing Dragon Ball Z to his kids. I don't know if he watched it either as a kid, which he and I are close in age, but his kids are like 10 or 11 maybe.
Okay.
And they're loving it.
Good. It's still good, yeah. But, I feel like if there's a gameplay aspect to it, it shouldn't be locked off to you at all. Because I do think... I think Fortnite does it best because there's just little thing. Like, if during the Star Wars event, there's lightsabers and force abilities. You know what I mean?
Right.
They incorporate all that stuff into not just the skins, but the gameplay itself.
Right.
Brawlhalla. I'm trying to think of how Brawlhalla does it.
Brawlhalla.
It's free to play. It's also free to play also, yeah, that game. And then Master Chief, I think he was free for a little bit, but
in Brawlhalla?
Because they rotate the premium characters. If you don't pay for the game, they rotate the premium characters. So there's a chance, you know, when Master Chief is free for like a week or something like that.
Well, I mean, they've got characters from Shovel Knight,
mm-hmm,
Hellboy.
Did not know that one.
Adventure Time. Oh, they've got actual wrestlers in here too. The Rock, Asuka, The Undertaker.
My gosh, they've really updated it. I haven't played it since the start of COVID, I think. It's the last time I played it. Dead. Wow.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Lara Croft.
They've really expanded for an indie game.
Street Fighter.
How do they get these IPs?
Master Chief.
Yeah.
The Arbiter. Tekken.
They make sense for, like, some of those crossovers make sense, too.
Snake Eyes, Shadow Storm, Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes from...
From G.I. Joe, right?
Oh, G.I. Joe, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so for an indie game to get that, that's really impressive.
That's very impressive.
It may be... Well, and it's no secret. I mean, Nintendo and Microsoft have a... I feel like a pretty good relationship nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. For sure, they do.
So, to see, I mean, you got Rabbids and Mario.
Yeah, that's Ubisoft, and that was the most surprising crossover I've ever seen. But that's an actual game, not like a event.
It's an awesome game.
It is incredible. Yeah. Those two games are really great. Yeah.
I guess to see Master Chief in Brawlhalla is, I mean, that's believable. And surprising that Microsoft has let that happen.
I'm when I heard that, I was shocked. And that's the only one I feel like I've made the news, because like all those IPs, I had no idea were in Brawlhalla, because I haven't seen them across my feed in any way of all my like indie stuff I follow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know what Brawlhalla is on, other than I played on Switch.
It's on Switch and it's on PC for sure. I don't know if it's on anything else.
PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay. Oh, all right. I had no idea. But I know Master Chief is not locked just to like Xbox though. Like that's a thing you can have.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good game. I mean, I enjoyed playing it when I did. Honestly, we could stream that sometime.
We definitely could.
Crossovers.
I think it diminishes the game, but we're in an age where that's just a thing that we're used to now.
Exactly what I was about to say. Yeah, okay. we're in an age where it's acceptable, and I hope that we see it happen more, and I would like more crazy crossovers. Like, okay, other games and stuff is kind of cool, but give us either give us like resurrected IPs, like bring what was the old Def Jam fighting game?
Oh, like give us rappers and stuff. Yeah. Give us crazy ideas.
Yeah, give us some stuff that's like way outside the box. Or like bring in like characters from Twisted Metal in, or dude, could you imagine Twisted Metal in Fortnite? Like
That would work, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially since Twisted Metal kind of has had a comeback with a TV show now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that could happen. Who knows?
I'm going to make a prediction. We're going to see it in 2024.
All right. Make it happen. Manifest it, bro.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So what are your thoughts of having like celebrities in games as a cameo? So for example, like Conan is in Death Stranding
as himself.
I don't think he's as himself now.
Well, that's like saying Daryl's in, not Daryl, what's his name,
the guy who plays Daryl in The Office,
he's in Death Stranding also.
He is,
because like not Daryl
I didn't
in The Office. Norman Reedus.
Oh, Norman Reedus. I guess you're right. I guess you're right, because even though he's like one of the main characters, he's just an actor
in the game.
Yeah.
Well, I think cameos, I think of like Conan's playing Conan O'Brien and Death Stranding.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Just like a goofy guy that probably wouldn't make sense to be in that game.
Because I think he's just like a quick side thing, if I remember right. I don't remember. Okay.
Well, then what? Alana's in Cyberpunk.
Yeah, yeah. Also, as a very quick side thing.
I don't know. Do you like celebrities promoting games?
If they are fans of said game, I don't mind it.
Okay.
If they're there just to sell it, it just feels weird and awkward. Comes off really awkward. You have to
give me a different example than Conan. Because I don't think I've seen that. In the new Death Stranding?
No, in the past one. Like I think it's just his voice. I don't think you actually see him. I'm pretty sure it's just his voice.
Okay.
So like,
because if I saw him, because I've not played the game, but I believe it's, from what I've seen, it's a very serious game.
Yes, yes, it is.
If I saw Conan O'Brien in that, like, as himself, I think it would take me right out of the gaming experience.
Okay, how's this? This happened a long time ago. This is why I think sometimes celebrities as a promotion thing just comes off as weird as awkward. But if I remember right, I vaguely remember this. Jason Alexander promoting the GameCube.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But if it was something like Henry Cavill, who is a known, you know, gamer, I'd be perfectly fine with that. You know what I mean?
Like,
it sounds,
hey,
it feels natural.
You, Donald Trump, come promote the Xbox for it.
I'd have been like, weird. That is very weird.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense to me. Like, it just wouldn't.
Be a political figure in the Halo series for us.
Yeah, that wouldn't, it just wouldn't work. Whereas if it was,
yeah,
I mean, The Rock has been in Fortnite, and that didn't bother me as much because he's in everything.
I think The Rock probably plays, I don't think he's like an avid gamer, but I think he is aware of the gaming universe.
Right. If it makes sense, then you know, I don't mind, because that person is, like I said,
that's
Henry Cavill. Type
of crossover.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But like I said, I guess it all depends. Like Conan doesn't bother me at all.
No, well, I mean, he even has a segment on his show about dedicated to video games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he makes a note. Yeah, exactly. And he makes a note. He's not good at them. He doesn't really play them in his spare time, but they make for great bits. And I think he's funny and hilarious. And at least he's not, he's open to it. Like, he has an open mind about things.
Right.
Even though he's a comedian, he's going to make his jokes and stuff. And that still doesn't bother me.
If he had a Twitch channel, it would be off the chain.
Mm-hmm. I would 100% watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Crossovers, celebrities, all that stuff. It doesn't really bother me as much, like I said.
Does it bother you, listeners?
Let us know.
Are you ashamed of the crossovers that have happened in future years of life in video games in this generation? And, yeah. Does it bother you? Does it bother you more than California Rolls being sushi?
Yes, that's a good. I like that. Well, Kyle, it's been great. It's been fun.
It's been real.
Check us on all our socials. We should really do this at the beginning of the show, but check us out on all our socials.
Yeah.
KK Indie Games.
Stamp it on the front.
There you go. That's what editing's for. That's what the post-editing stuff is for. But yeah, check us out on our socials, KK Indie Gaming everywhere, whether it be Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter.
X.
X, formerly known as Twitter. Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, all that lovely stuff. KK Indie Gaming. Definitely check us out on Twitch, because I am streaming Dave the Diver currently. And, you know, whenever we can, we will do co-op streams and see where those lead us. We don't have plans to do a co-op stream anytime soon, I don't think, though.
Family's out of town tomorrow, which this might not be out by tomorrow, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening, Yeah. You've already missed it, so too bad for you.
Too bad.
And you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, whatever.
Goodbye. That's not how this is going to end. That's not how it's going to end.
How's it going to end? How's it going to end? I haven't stopped recording yet.
Have a rad day.
Have a rad day.